Hello, I'm Joanne Gallagher, your Think Future podcast host. Today, Sergio Monforte and Professor Aldo Ometo join the program to tell us about the new international standard for a circular economy. Join us in a minute to find out about the principles behind circular economy and how it was defined. This podcast is brought to you by Arcons, a global leader pioneering solutions and services to the AEC and manufacturing industries to support digital transformation for the built environment and smart manufacturing. Visit arcons.net to learn more about how Arcons are helping organizations design, build, and solve through digitalization. From Arcons to you, welcome to our Think Future podcast series. Each week, we'll share conversations with industry leaders from around the world to find out how they're thinking future. Subscribe to Arcons Think Future for access to more episodes, interviews, and profiles. Sergio Monforte has a Master of Science in Strategic Leadership towards Sustainability from the Blekinge Institute of Technology in Sweden. Sergio has over 15 years of professional experience in sustainable development and is a member of the Brazilian delegate in the process of drafting the International Standard on Circular Economy at the International Organization for Standardization. Professor Aldo Ometo leads the Research Center for Circular Economy within the Innovation Center at the University of São Paulo, and his team develop innovative projects mainly in partnership with the industrial sector, focusing on system and impact innovation, sustainability transition, life cycle management and assessment, circular business models, and circular ecosystems. Welcome to the program, Aldo and Sergio from Brazil. Aldo, it's great to have you on the show. I believe you are a visiting professor at Griffith University in Brisbane. Can you tell us where you are now and what your speciality is?
All right, John and everyone, thank you for being here. It's a pleasure to participate on this podcast. Well, I spent last year in Griffith University, especially at Cities Research Institute, together with Professor Cara Biao and also in the Griffith Center of System Innovation, and as a visiting professor. Now I am in Brazil. I am actually a professor at University of São Paulo, and all my background is related to the integration of the industrial engineering and sustainability. I made part of my PhD at Dinamarca and also a postdoctoral period at the Autonomous University of Barcelona, where we build and, well, we are building this new area of knowledge related to circular economy.
Wow, that is very, very important to our audience. Thank you for telling us. And what about your career highlights you'd like to tell us about in your career up to now?
Well, yes, of course. This period at Griffith University was unique because we worked in a project related to nutrients in circular economy and a lot of issues related to urban environment, to build environment, infrastructure, all the system change that is needed for these opportunities. In the Brazilian context, we have developed some important initiatives with industries. One of each was a collaborative project with ArcelorMittal, a steel manufacturing and producer worldwide, where we developed some circular business models, indicators, and some capabilities and for this transition. Also, with the National Confederation of Industry, we have been looking for some challenges and opportunities and how to measure and make this transition to circular economy.
We're looking forward to hearing more about that. Over to you, Sergio. Can you tell us a little bit more about your background, how you met Aldo, and what your work involves with circular economy?
It's a pleasure to be here talking to you and Professor Aldo. My background for education is business administration. I start working with corporate social responsibility. And then I had the opportunity to go to Sweden to make a master's degree in strategic for leadership for sustainable development. And it was a great opportunity to meet people from all around the world. And when I came back to Brazil, I had the opportunity to continue working with the industry sector regarding the sustainability issues. It was very nice to bring those ideas that I learned in the master's degree to the Brazilian context. And talking more about the highlights, I think when I came back, I started working with a challenge government plan to introduce sustainable production and consumption policies in Brazil. And we start working with sustainable procurement, how defining criteria for sustainable procurement could reinforce and give some opportunities for the private sector. And moreover, and during that, we were able to develop ISO international standards about sustainable procurement. That was a great experience. Considering the risks and opportunities and in a methodology to define those criteria. And after that, we build a network of associations from the Brazilian industry that worked around the sustainable production and consumption and circular economy. And in that moment, I had the opportunity to get in contact with Professor Aldo and had his advice to give more academic and scientific background for the discussion. And I think that was a great contribution, and it was a really good pleasure to meet Professor Aldo. And we had another challenge to start working with the circular economy standard in ISO 2. It was much broader the discussion than the sustainable procurement discussion, and I think it would be a pleasure to share this experience with you.
It's great to have two circular economy experts per se in the academic world coming together to talk about the principles and this new standard. When did the new standard come out, Sergio?
And it was a long discussion. It started in 2018. It was before the pandemic, and we had the challenge to do the standards during the pandemic too. During all these discussions all around the world, we are hoping to finally, in the next months, three standards will be released. One about the principles and definition, terminology, and another one about business models, and the third one about metrics and measurements. So it will be for sure a great contribution for the discussion around the circular economy issue.
And the process that you went through, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I will talk a little bit more about the process that I was more engaged in the beginning of the standard to craft the definition and the principles. Was a great challenge, as you can imagine. We started defining what circular economy means. So to have this definition, we got a lots of types of definitions in the academic sector. We got to an article that has more than 100 definitions. We got in touch with all lots of institutions that are discussing the topic. And what was a big challenge and lots of meetings and discussions. And we end up with a definition that maybe it's better for me to read it. It's okay. So circular, the definition that we have today that will still be approved, but for sure will be very similar than that. I don't think we'll have more change. But is that circular economy is an economic system that uses a systemic approach to maintain a circular flow of resources by recovering, retaining, or adding to their value while contributing to sustainable development. So this small definition, if you consider the broader perspective of circular economies, was not very easy to craft. But I will highlight one thing that I think is one of the core issues of these definitions is the relationship between resource and value. So it brings this relationship and builds the circular economy idea around this relationship.
Professor Aldo, would you like to expand on the difference between resource and value?
Yes, sure. Especially because those keywords are not related to waste. And many times, or most of the time, circular economy is looked at as waste management. And what we have, it's related to business opportunity and to get more and more value for all and from all. So from all of kinds of resources. And waste is just one form of materials that have to be looked at as another source of value. So values, actually, it's the central aspect to this new system, to this new opportunity, that it's actually part of the economy of the 21st century. What we have is the movement of only looking for cost to really look for value. And what it means, it's not means that we are not going to take in account more the cost of all of the production. Of course, it is important and we always take it in account. But we need to move the strategy of business, only taking account the cost, but also taking account the value generation.
Aldo, how does this apply then to the 21st century business models and the business as usual process compared to how we used to do things?
Yes, of course. Because when we look only for the cost, we are going to have all huge scales, and then we have all huge resource extractions. All the waste that we can generate and not taking account of it, it's okay, because this is not part of our business. So the waste generation, it's something that we can externalize our costs, because we are looking only for the cost. Even this can cause damage to the society or to the world. But when we look to the value aspect, the waste, it's not cost that we are externalizing. This is value that we can transform in products, in energy, in another functions. So it's all part of the economic system. So these changes, it's very important, because we are talking about this central strategy of business, taking now in account the value generation, the value proposition, in an era or in a process from the 21st century of this new business model that we are living with. And all of this is, it's not anymore only taking account competition, but a lot of collaborations, not only taking in account the products and the material, but the service, the function that you can deliver to your customer. Not the process itself and the efficiency only for the process of your business, but the whole system and the effectiveness of this system. So trying to have positive impacts to society. So this is a completely mindset changes related to business. And this is what is about circular economy. Sometimes it seems just like recycling or just like I said, waste management. But no, it's much more than that. It's a business model innovation. It's a business and innovation ecosystem that we are creating and taking account all drivers and barriers, but mainly the opportunities. So it's not having less negative impact, but create a new system to generate positive impacts.
Well, thank you for explaining that in terms of the ecosystem, because we are part of the natural ecosystem. And like nature, nature never wastes anything. There's always a circular aspect to nature. Nothing goes to waste. So it's in a similar way. We're mimicking what nature does naturally. And, you know, you talk about externalizing or externalities. We can have positive and negative external impacts on nature, on our environment, on society. And maybe, Sergio, you'd like to go into a bit more around that.
Great, Johan. I will build in Professor Aldous Hirschman talking about waste. That was a big issue during the discussion of the standard, because some people want to put waste, this word in the standard, and some people didn't want to include this word in the standard, consider it the standard about circular economy. But was, I think, a good solution that we went through bringing waste, but the word waste, but consider waste as a resource. So we need to consider both things. But as Professor Aldo said, that everything is a resource. We have to make the relationship between value. And another word that was very... I think is a great accomplishment of this standard is the word, we are including a word that's calling solution. So the solution is a combination of product and service. Consider product as material-based and physical-based materials and services activities. So when we are putting those together, we get the issue that always... we are always bringing in the circular economy discussions that the functionality of the materials that becomes a product and we are using in our society. So I think this relationship is very good. And when we are when describe the principles, I think we make it more frameable. I can go through the principles a little bit in this moment.
Thank you, Sergio. Yeah, the six principles. Could you please go into them in summary of what they are?
Yes, for sure. Those principles was a big challenge too. We had to use the British standard that has already some suggestions of the principles. We got the discussion about the Ellen MacArthur Foundation approach, the World Business Council for Sustainable Development had another approach too, the UNEP. So we got all those discussions and adding to articles, and we came up with 12 principles, then to 4 principles, and then we were able to end up in 6. The 6 that we have today begins with the system thinking approach. So the principles name it system thinking, that inside of this principle, we consider the life cycle perspective and the long-term approach, taking into account the interconnection between the environmental, social, and economic system. Another principle is the value creation. So we have more 2 principles that's related to value. Value creation, where we're talking about effective solutions, consider the definition that I talked about before, and the socioeconomic and environmental value. So we are broadening the idea of value. It's not just economic value, but it's social and environmental value too. It was very challenging for everybody to do that. And adding to another principle of value is calling the value sharing, where the organizations collaborate between each other along the value chain and share the value that was created with the provision of the solution. So this we are making this connection considering the system dynamics. And we have more 2 principles related to resource. The one is about resource stewardship. That's a very important principle that talking about the management of stocks and flows of resource in a sustainable way. Moreover, this resource, we need to provide accessibility and availability for those resources. Consider the availability for the present and future generation, and the accessibility when you design products that you are able to get back that resource and add value again when those values are lost. And for instance, reduce the risk related to the dependence of virgin resource. The other principle is related to resource traceability. It's a very important one too, that's regarding the data flow, how the organizations collect and maintain the information and track those resources along the value chain. And moreover, share the relevant information with the stakeholder. And to finish the last principles, not putting in order, but it is, you have to think it all together, but was the logic that was built in the discussion. We had the ecosystem resilience principle that is related to the contribution for the resilience and regeneration of the ecosystem and taking into account the planetary boundaries. So those six principles, system thinking, value creation, value sharing, resource stewardship, resource traceability, and ecosystem resilience, make this scope where we can discuss and think about circular economy.
That is so interesting. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a short break. Here's a little bit more about Arcans. Arcans has a mission to advance the efficiency, quality, and profitability of project outcomes for its customers by providing best-in-class technology and services. If you're looking for a digitalization and sustainability-focused partner to help you achieve your goals, join the thousands of AEC and manufacturing customers globally who have turned to Arcans to start their journey toward a better built environment and smarter manufacturing. With more than 50 locations around the world, Arcans can connect you to the right technologies and expertise so you can improve your competitive position and increase profitability. Arcans has an industry expert to help you navigate the best pathway forward wherever you are on your digitalization and sustainability journey. Visit arcans.net to find out more. And now back to our conversation. Aldo, could you tell us how success is measured then under these six principles?
Well, it's an amazing challenge because all of them are, well, part of this complex system that actually we are living in this century. And well, what we are in our research and the broad picture, the system mapping that we are looking and trying to identify are based on a multi-level system, on a socio-technical system. We have some authors, but mainly like Gills from Manchester University, where we identify all the drivers and barriers from three main levels. One, it's the landscape. So all aspects that are very long-term and you cannot control it. So we are talking about some environmental impacts or for instance, the pandemic, cultural aspects. So all mainly social and environmental aspect that's a long-term aspect related to the system that you would like to identify and to map. And then we have another second level that it's called the regime, and that it's the mainstream related to technology, to all and business and scientific knowledge that it's built related to what we have at of the mainstream of what we call like the business as usual. And then we have the third level that it's the niches and where we have the real innovation and the radical innovation, mainly not the incremental innovation that we have in the second level in the regime, but the radical innovation that it's related where we can find, for instance, the renewables, where we can find many of the circular solutions and some part of the business model. So what we are doing is to identify drivers and barriers, mainly from social, cultural, environmental, health, economic, and technological, from all of these levels. And then we identify how we can make this transition from the business as usual to new opportunity on circular solution, taking account the many relations and the value opportunities for new circular ecosystems. And so we map all of these drivers and barriers in these three levels, and then we start measure how we can make this transition. Some of these are qualitative aspects, other are more quantitative, until we can go to until some roadmaps of this transition related to actions based on capabilities and risks and some aspect for these new configurations of the ecosystem with new actors. So according to the pressure of what we map on the landscape, we can identify what are the main impacts or negative impacts of this regime, of the mainstream, and what are the solutions on the niches that we can align and we can integrate for this transition and to configure a new ecosystem. And then we have some indicators of this system changing based also on system dynamics and all of this mapping.
So, Sergio, over to you. Would you happen to have a metaphor or something to simplify this concept for the audience and take it a little bit further to explain what Aldo just said?
Oh, yes. Building on that, I think the standard that will address the measuring and assessing circularity is bringing idea of the system in focus. So when you're talking about circularity, circular economy, you need to define the system you're talking about first. Then you're going to go in those dimensions that Aldo just said. So it can be a territory, a country, the whole globe, your company, your sector, a product. So this is one of the big challenges of circular economy. You have to choose the dimension that you are talking about and describe the flow of the resources in that specific system in focus. And maybe the metaphor can be a house. I think that can that brings a good idea for the listeners, that you have to think about always considering the house, the system in focus. What's the resource that you are bringing in the house? What you are doing with that resource inside the house? And what's coming out of the house? So you can think of a house, of a household, or you can think about a company, an industry, and how this is flowing in those scope. But you can think this house as a whole city. What's the inflow of resource and outflow of resource? Thinking about that, you can notice that circular economy is building on previous knowledge around the series of ISO 14000 too, that provides the seed for talking about not just the flow of the resource inside the companies, but how it flows in our society. I think this will be another more concrete way to provide more framework for the tools and for the metrics and that will be developed after this standard, and we'll be able to consider all those discussions in these tools that we have today and new tools that can appear in our society.
So as you're thinking future, Sergio, how do you see digitalization and those sort of technology tools being used in this sense?
For sure. When you talk about digitalization, it's it helps a lot to managing all this flow, the flows of these resources, and can also reduce the inefficiency of the resource use. But more than just technology, it's important to talk about behavior. Right? When we consider how we are consuming resources in our society, it's important to consider the difference between countries that have more infrastructure and countries that are still building their infrastructure. They have different realities to talk about circular economy. The ones that don't have a big infrastructure need to put more effort on it and build sewage systems, mobility integration, roads, and thinking about mobility. And I think the future have to consider this difference to make it more just the transition towards circular economy. At the same time, we have to think about the behavior of the consumer. It's important to talk about sufficiency. Now, how we can use the resource that's enough to satisfy our way of life and our quality of life. So we still have a big inequality in our world, conflict zones, and it's very hard to talk about all those issues in this scenario. But for sure, we have to think about how to build a better future, how to use the resource in a strategic way, in a better way. And I think this is a good way to go, thinking about strategy and how we involve the whole society in cooperation to achieve this common goal.
And what excites you the most when you think future, Sergio?
It's a little bit, sometimes it's scary and wonderful at the same time. But looking at the positive aspects, it's if we are able to find a solution for all these challenges that we are facing now, would be great to see a future where all these solutions are solved in corporations and the countries and our leaderships that we have in the world are able to talk with each other and provide a better future for everybody, for all the world. Because I think the UN phrase that we should not leave no one behind, it's very good. And for sure, we are all in the same boat. So let's sail together for a better future.
And Aldo, when you have your vision for the future, what excites you the most?
We have to understand that we are living, as Joanne said, in an era of this digital transition. We are living in a world that climate change, it happens today, and we need to stop it today. So the future, it's not like the climate change is going to happen in the future. No. We have to change it now. The future is now. That is, I think, our message. And understand our present as all of related to the environmental aspects, impacts, related to the global warming, related to all toxicity that we have, related to the social inequities that we have, related to all social and cultural problems, but also understanding that we are living in this digital era which more related to the function than product, much more related to solutions in a collaborative way and building business ecosystem, more relations, more diversity. So we need inclusion. All of these aspects that it's part of our present, but if we not living on this present, we are not going to have future.
Well, that's a very powerful message. And I would really like to end up with Sergio. If you've got, tell us where we can find more about the standard and read up on it and get in touch with you if we need to.
We have lots of information in the ISO webpage. So you can search for ISO TC323. It's the technical committee responsible for circular economy. And you can always sit in the LinkedIn platform. You are able to search for the ISO TC323 in the circular economy. They have a web page with lots of information there too. And you can find me in LinkedIn. It would be a pleasure to answer any questions and to talk more about this important issue of circular economy and the transition towards circular economy in our world.
This podcast was brought to you by Arcons. Arcons is leading the digital transformation of the AEC and manufacturing industries by providing best-in-class technology solutions from world-leading partners and their own in-house development software from the Arcons B-Smart portfolio for building, infrastructure, and manufacturing. Arcons is a company that cares about creating and building a better world. Together, we are working with industry and environmental experts, providing forums and platforms through our Arcons Think community to create conversations that matter to our future generations. We invite you to join in the conversation and participate in our Think community. Like and subscribe to Think Future to stay up to date with the latest innovations and conversations as we advance the digital journey for the AEC and manufacturing around the world. You can download our podcasts at arcons.net or from your favorite podcast platform.